Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What kind of a person becomes a hypnotherapist and a relationship expert, right? It goes upon the personality in the D1 as well as what career path you might choose considering your D10. Why? Because essentially your career path is dictated by your personality, what kind of person you are. This is where nakshatras come into the picture. So hopefully, by the end of this video, you will get hints of what defines these kinds of professions, what kind of people will take it. The ones who are intent on psychiatry, psychotherapy, hypnotherapy, relationship expert, counseling, so on. You know, all the things of mind that this support group helps us, helps the humanity with, right? Let's roll the intro. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, D1 and D10 career analysis for case studies. Okay, we'll do some case studies. Take the charts of real people, imaginary people, and try to dissect how best we can cover this in, 10 parts, 20 parts. I'll take it how much ever I can, just so that we get a clear understanding. Now, what the other considerations? I'm cutting it down in this case study series. Only these basic conditions which are listed there. Let's go through them quickly one by one. There can be many combinations, but I'm going through only the basic stuff, the very basic stuff of career analysis from D1 to D10. Okay. So in natal chart or D1 chart, those are the four rules. Number one, ascendant nakshatra and varna of the nakshatra. And we'll do this in the case study, so you will see all of this. Number two, the lord of the ascendant, the nakshatra and the position thereof. Number three, lord of the 10th house, that nakshatra and the position of that planet, whatever the planet is. Number four, exchange of lordship consideration. This is dominant and plays out in many charts as well. Okay, we will see what that means. In D10, what are the considerations? The above four are for natal chart. In D10, number one, ascendant nakshatra, varna, and the angle in the deity. Remember, we spoke of this in the entire 27 nakshatras, right? So, angle and deity we will be seeing actually in the actual charts of real people now. Number two, the lord of the ascendant, nakshatra, position, and angle, and the deity. Okay, we'll have to see all of this and how this plays out, even just considering the ascendant lord, 10th house lord angle itself becomes so complicated. You will see this. Number three, lord of the 10th nakshatra, position and angle. You can see between the D1 and D10, the only difference is we have added the angle. Basically, everything else is the same. Exchange of lordship consideration, if at all there is any exchange of lordship going on in the D10 chart as well. Okay, there we go. So this introduction, I will stick it in each one of them. If you're seeing this for the second time or any other case, we just skip this part. Okay, these are the general rules we are considering. I'm not considering any other planets, any other points, just ascendant lord, D1 in the D10 chart, and the 10th house lord nakshatra position in the D1 and in the D10 plus the angle and the deity. Clear? Right, let's get into it. Let's see the D1 chart of Miss L, who is my friend and is also a hypnotherapist and a relationship expert. She practices somewhere in Europe. Both the husband and wife, lovely lady, lovely couple. They came to me for consultation regarding something which I won't reveal here, but let us just see the professional part, because we are examining the professional possible career paths. So if you're someone who's interested in things like psychology, counseling, hypnotherapist, like her case, right? So Miss L has the Scorpio ascendant in the D1 natal chart. He's Scorpio. So the Lord of the first house, we are examining, like the rule says, Lord of the first, Lord of the 10th, both in D1 and D10, Indian nakshatras, simple. Just taking the basic ground rules over here. So the Lord of the first, okay, first off, is in the 10th house. When the Lord of the first in the 10th house, what are the general characteristics? Their identity is more derived. First house is identity. So their identity is more derived from their profession, which is the 10th house. Let's keep this ground rules very, very simple. They can be ambitious, especially if there is Mars there, and they may strive for success because Mars is a Kshatriya planet. That means it's like warrior-like. It wants power. It wants leadership, both Mars and Sun. So for a Scorpio ascendant, Mars is the Lord of the first and Sun is the Lord of the 10th. So it becomes a very active kind of inclination for Scorpios. Their ego and identity is very attached to what they do in the world for Scorpio ascendants as a general rule. Why? Because these two planets are driving it. So watch for where these planets are going in your chart, both D1 and D10. Anyway, so the Lord of the first is in the 10th at 20 degrees. Mars is in Purva Falguni. We are seeing the nakshatras as well. Ascendant is in Jyeshtha within Scorpio at 17.33. The Lord of the first, Mars, has moved to the 10th house in Purva Falguni at 20.16. Why am I mentioning angles in a D1 chart? You have to watch is what planet among the two, Lord of the first or 10th, is close to the ascendant. That will be kind of more of the driver. Can be. Okay, there are many other factors. We are taking very simplistic rules over here. So the Lord of the 10th, where it has gone? Where has Sun gone? Sun has gone into Vishakha Nakshatra in Libra sign in the 12th house at 28.23 degrees. So the Lord of the 10th is in the 12th. 12th sign is all about hidden stuff. It's like working behind the scenes. It's like doing things behind the scenes. I wouldn't call it necessarily secrets. 8th house is the house of secrets, 12th house is behind the scenes. This placement suggests hidden or behind the scenes kind of career. Okay, because we are talking about the Lord, the 10th. Career activities like psychology, like uncovering the subconscious. Duh, she is a hypnotherapist. She is definitely uncovering the subconscious. Coffee is kicking in. Psychologists, psychiatrists, these individuals may also work in spiritual or charitable organizations. It's all about uncovering subconscious, isn't it? Even what we define as spirituality. What are spiritual people really seeking? To uncover their ego, to uncover their hidden drives. It's all about the 12th house. That's why it's called the house of spirituality. She is spiritually inclined. That's why she came to me for a reading, right? So now let's see the nakshatra part of things. Her D1 ascendant nakshatra, as you see there, is Jyeshtha. Jyeshtha in Scorpio, first of all, if you look at Scorpio itself, it's a secretive sign. It's an internal sign. It goes inward seeking answers. It doesn't go to the external world. So these people are generally very quiet on the outside, but they're very active on the inside world. So the talents and abilities which I have circled there is research and analysis. We're taking hints. She's a hypnotherapist. She's a relationship expert. So one of the talents and career paths, two of them, of Jyeshtha, fall in the ascendant in the D1 itself. Research and analysis. They may excel in research-oriented professions such as scientists, investigators, analysts. What is psychology and counseling or related fields, okay? Psychotherapist, anything. It basically needs a research-oriented mind,
Let me put it that way, simplistically. You need to be able to deep dive into subjects which are kind of mind-oriented, subconscious-oriented. That is basically counseling and psychiatry. Next one, the third one which I have circled there, is counseling and therapy. Straight away, there is a hint there. They may excel in counseling and therapy professions. They may thrive as psychologists, therapists, counselors, social workers, or in roles that involve helping others navigate their emotional and mental well-being. See, right there, everything, there is a hint of getting into the profession that she is currently in. Right? Now, let's the Lord of the 10th, Indy one. Now, the Lord of the 1st is Mars, right, for a Scorpio, and it is sitting in the 10th house, like we just saw. And does it have any hints of career? When it is sitting in the 10th house, it becomes very dominant in terms of career path, right? There, right, I have circled counseling and therapy in Purva Falguni. Nobody imagines Purva Falguni as a psychologist counselor, but yes, there is that. All they can become counselors, therapists, psychologists, life coaches. This is somewhat similar. Hypnotherapist is somewhat similar, right? So there's D1, Lord of the 10th, first in 10th also is hinting towards counseling and psychology. Now let's see Lord of the 10th, where it is sitting in D1. The Lord of the 10th is sitting in the 12th house for a Scorpio ascendant in D1, okay, in the natal chart. For a Scorpio ascendant is Sun, and the Sun is born to now 12th house in her case. Is there something regarding her profession there as a hypnotherapist? The last two tell the whole story, right? Research and development. Again, you have to have a research kind of mind, because you don't know, no one knows, when they try to deep dive into subconscious as a hypnotherapist or psychiatrist, you don't know what's the person's life. You don't know what their mind is like. You don't know what their propensity is like. This is why Vedic astrology can help in psychology 1001. Yeah, I found this. And I'll do more series on personal ones later. Counseling and therapy is the next one. Again, Lord of the 10th going to the 12th. In Vishakha Nakshatra, Sun is in Vishakha for her, has got a dominant profession of psychology, psychotherapy, counseling, mentoring, relationship expert also she is. She calls herself that. So she's interested in these topics. Obviously, she must run tons of research and studies and certification and whatnot, right? So this becomes another dominant driver for them. Now let us see T10 chart. So we will be getting into the angles part of it also. So there is her D10 chart. What is a D10 chart like? For Miss L, who is this hypnotherapist and relationship expert, good friend of mine. So her ascendant is now become Sagittarius, and her ascendant has gone to 25.32 degrees of Purva Ashada in Sagittarius. Now we have in D10, so we straight away need to see the angles as well. 25.32 is the ninth angle between 24 and 27. So it's the Brahma angle, which means it has a lot of intellectual capacity. It has got innovative thinking and originality. Hypnotherapist is a little offbeat, don't you think? Not so much recognized by the mainstream yet. Hopefully it'll get there soon. Consciousness is rising on this planet. So 24 to 27 has got a lot of originality in it, okay, and in Purva Ashada. And the Lord is Jupiter, Lord of the 1st in D10. Where is Jupiter gone? Once again, it's gone to the 12th house. This time, Jupiter is in Scorpio in Anuradha Nakshatra at 9.11 degrees. So 9.11 degrees indicates, the angle itself indicates, that she has a competitive spirit, she's got drive to succeed, she's an ambitious person, and she becomes a change maker to traditional ways at work. what she's doing, hypnotherapy, which is a sort of unorthodox form of psychiatry, if you want to call it that. It's not mainstream psychiatry. She's not just prescribing pills. She's doing something else, using hypnotism as a tool to uncover the subconscious better, you might call it that. So the Lord of the First has gone to the 12th. In D10, this placement can indicate an introverted or spiritually oriented approach to self-identity. We are part of the same group, spiritual group. That's how we in fact met. These individuals may have a strong inner life and may find their true self through meditation, reflection, or working behind the scenes as psychiatrists, psychologists, or uncovering subconscious mind. That was just the Lord of the First. Now let's see the Lord of the Tenth. The Lord of the Tenth in her case now in D10, because she is a Sagittarius ascendant, becomes Virgo. So Virgo is ruled by Mercury. And Mercury is the most exalted form in Virgo, right? So that has gone now to the third house in Shatbhisha Nakshatra. Okay? So what does that mean? At an angle of 15 to 18 degrees, which is Vayu, which means she is dynamic, flexible, and quickest to adapt with an active intelligence. Shatabhisha Mercury may be very, very abstract, powerful intellect in abstract thinking. That's a very useful tool in uncovering subconscious, Shatabhisha. Okay? Powerful. In Aquarius. So when the Lord of the 10th goes to the third house, what does that mean? Communication and intellectual pursuits may play a significant role in their career. These individuals may excel in fields such as writing, journalism, teaching, public speaking, or in roles that require effective communication skill. Hypnotherapy, one has to, what I know of hypnotherapy, I'm just an engineer. What I know of hypnotherapy, they have to sit silently. They have to put the person in trance, like hypnotize them. That itself takes slow, deliberate, methodical, soft speaking for hours almost. Over an hour, right? Continuous, soft, controlled speech is required for putting anyone into trance. So communication skills is a must for this kind of a profession, right? Even for the relationship expert. So now let's see what her Lord of the Ascendant. Let's see the Ascendant first in detail. So the Ascendant is in Purvashada Nakshatra, right? So Purvashada Nakshatra at 25.32. Is there any hint of the profession here? Well, 25.32, Brahma angle, like we saw, they have a good intellectual capability, innovative thinking, and originality. Right there, you can see social and humanitarian causes. Of course, doing hypnotherapy is a kind of social cause, like a cause-oriented mind. Education and training. That's another profession that Purvashada may be interested in. That's an end of D10. Teachers, trainers, mentors, you are mentoring in a way. It's just in a way. It doesn't entirely constitute that, but yeah, we need to take that into consideration, yeah? So, the Lord of the Ascendant in D10 has now gone to 12th, Jupiter, because she is a Sagittarius Ascendant. Now, Jupiter has moved on to 12th. Understand, wherever Jupiter sits in, it wants to provide knowledge and wisdom. It's a Brahmana planet, Venus in another form. So it has gone to Anuradha Nakshatra now. Now Anuradha Nakshatra is a Devgana. I told you in all the series before, whenever a planet falls in Devgana, the attribute it provides to the individual is to rise in consciousness, to find higher meanings. Higher meanings in whatever area, in whatever area of a human life. Okay. So Jupiter sitting in Devgana provides her a very high degree of seeking towards uncovering something. Now it's gone to 12, so it wants to seek about the mind. Is there something in Anuradha Nakshatra that indicates her career path which she has chosen? There are three of them, because Anuradha is Scorpio, it's all about uncovering subconscious, so there's lots of them. The top of the list is research and analysis, research-oriented profession like hypnotherapy, counseling and therapy, counselors, therapists, social workers and so on, the second one. The third one being healing and alternative medicine. They may thrive as alternative medicine practitioners, healers, acupuncturists and so on. Right? So right off the bat, you can see three professions which dominantly indicate in her D10 that she needs to get into something related to psychology or counseling. Yes? Now let's see the D10 Lord, who is sitting in Shatabhisha Nakshatra in the third house. It is Mercury now, so we are talking strictly intellectual mind, which is sitting between 15 to 18 degrees in the Vayu angle, which is dynamic, flexible, quick to adapt, their intelligence, all the things that Mercury loves to do. But it is sitting in the third house in Shatabhisha. What are the professional possibilities for a hypnotherapist? Why did she become a hypnotherapist? That's the question we are asking ourselves. What's the hypnotherapy angle here with her profession? Scientific and research and analysis. First one, top of the list. Next, healing and alternative medicine. Last, teaching and education. You combine these three ovals and you got a hypnotherapist or a therapist or a counselor. Right? They have research mind, they love to heal, and they love to teach and educate. There is an element of education involved within the profession of counseling and therapy. I would think so. You have to be able to teach them how to manage their own subconscious mind, give them routines, give them tasks, give them goals, and all this kind of structured analysis and helping an individual. Right? That's hypnotherapy at its best. So that wraps up our analysis of a beautiful hypnotherapist. Okay. Now, if you do not know your career path or wish to know your career path, etc., you can get in touch with my links up below. But hopefully this one has given you a sort of direction, if you will, in terms of finding out how to discover your career path. What are the hints? How to use the nakshatras within D1 and within D10. How to use the angles within D10. Okay. I will see case study number 5. Meanwhile, take care. Be safe.